Trump and our return to the American system. Commentary. Few economic philosophies have shaped America's prosperity as profoundly as Henry Clay's American system, a blueprint for national strength and self-sufficiency. Developed in the early 19th century, Clay's vision centered on protective tariffs, a strong national banking system, infrastructure development, and the responsible use of natural resources. These pillars propelled the United States into economic dominance. However, in the latter half of the 20th century, Cold War geopolitics led to a significant departure from these principles. Today, President Trump's economic policies signal a revival of the American system, aiming to restore national industry, energy independence, and economic resilience. One of the key components of Clay's American system was the use of tariffs to shield domestic industries from foreign competition. Clay and his contemporaries understood that fledgling American manufacturers needed time to grow without being undermined by cheaper imports. This approach helped transform the U.S. from an agrarian economy into an industrial powerhouse. President Trump's embrace of tariffs is a modern adaptation of this strategy, aimed at protecting American businesses from unfair foreign trade practices. His policies seek to revitalize domestic manufacturing, reduce dependency on foreign goods, and address trade imbalances, particularly with China. Additionally, tariff revenue contributes to lowering the national debt, reinforcing economic sovereignty. Clay's American system also relied on a centralized banking institution to maintain financial stability. The Second Bank of the United States played a critical role in providing credit, regulating state banks, and preventing economic crises. Although Andrew Jackson dismantled the bank in the 1830s, its essential functions were later restored with the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. While Trump has been vocal in his criticism of the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions, he has consistently championed a strong dollar and a stable financial system. His economic policies aim to foster domestic growth while ensuring that U.S. monetary policy serves the nation's best interests rather than the demands of global financial elites. Another core tenet of the American system was the federal government's role in developing infrastructure. Clay understood that investing in roads, canals, and railroads was essential for national growth, linking markets and expanding economic opportunities. The Erie Canal, Transcontinental Railroad, and Interstate Highway System are all legacies of this philosophy. Trump's focus on rebuilding America's infrastructure is a direct continuation of this principle. His administration has pushed for major investments in highways, bridges, airports, and broadband expansion, recognizing that modern infrastructure is key to long-term economic competitiveness. His America First vision prioritizes domestic industries and job creation through large-scale development projects. Clay's economic vision also emphasized utilizing America's vast natural resources to fuel economic growth. Throughout U.S. history, industries have thrived due to the country's access to coal, timber, oil, and minerals. Under President Trump, the United States became the world's leading energy producer, reversing decades of reliance on foreign oil. His administration prioritizes domestic energy production, expanding oil drilling, natural gas extraction, and coal mining, which contributes to lower energy costs and economic growth. By ensuring energy independence, Trump reinforces a key pillar of the American system, harnessing natural resources for national prosperity. For most of our history, the U.S. followed the American system to protect its industries and promote national wealth. However, after World War II, Cold War strategy took precedence over economic protectionism. In an effort to secure global alliances against communism, America lowered tariffs to encourage partnerships to contain the Soviet Union. While this strategy helped win the Cold War, it also led to the decline of American manufacturing. Today, the Cold War is long over, yet the economic policies that sacrificed American industry remain unchanged. As a result, millions of jobs have been lost to overseas markets, and American businesses have suffered from unfair competition with countries that manipulate their currencies and exploit cheap labor. Trump's economic agenda seeks to reverse these decades-old policies, prioritizing American workers and industries once again. As the United States faces increasing competition from China and other global powers, the question remains, will Trump's economic philosophy be successful? While his policies were met with resistance from both parties, they resonate with millions of Americans who have witnessed firsthand the consequences of offshoring and deindustrialization. The debate over trade, industry, and economic nationalism is far from over. But one thing is clear: those opposing Trump's policies are rejecting the very system that built America's prosperity. The American system lifted the United States to economic dominance once before. Can it do so again? If history is any guide, the answer may very well be yes. From Real Clearwire.